From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Police investigating this morning's shooting death of a professor at Mississippi's Delta State University are now ushering students out of buildings at that school and others that Cleveland Police Chief Charles Bingham says have been on lockdown.
We're methodically going building to building to get the students out and let them leave and go home safely.
The gunman is still on the loose. Police say Shannon Lamb, an instructor at the university, is wanted for questioning in connection with the death of Professor Eric Schmidt, who the county coroner's office says was shot in the head. Paul Boger of Mississippi Public Broadcasting recounts the first moments that a gunman was reported on campus.
Shortly before 11 a.m., campus officials issued an alert saying an active shooter was seen in the vicinity of the school's history department. Rolando Hertz is a professor whose office is located across the street from where the shooting took place. He says no one can believe what's happening.
I think everyone is reflective right now, thinking, you know, how could this happen here? We're in shock. This is not the kind of place, you know, Cleveland, Mississippi, Delta State University, where you would think something like this could happen.
For NPR News, I'm Paul Boger in Jackson, Mississippi.
Hungarian security forces have begun to shutter its border with Serbia in an attempt to curb the wave of tens of thousands of migrants seeking asylum in EU countries. The BBC's Christian Fraser is on the Hungary-Serbian border. He has the story.
Anyone that is caught going through, under, or over this fence is liable to prosecution, punishable with a 2 or 3 year sentence here in Hungary. Also, they're going to create transit points, so refugees will be gathered in a no-man's land area between Hungary and Serbia. They say the asylum applications will be processed much more quickly, but of course the likelihood is, given that they're coming in the eyes of the Hungarian government from a safe country, Serbia, many of them will be sent back that way.
The BBC's Christian Fraser. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders took his message to an unlikely place today, the conservative Christian University, Liberty University. NPR's Tamara Keith reports he tried to find common ground on economic and social justice.
Sanders spoke at the university's convocation, where attendance is required and a campus band gets the crowd of more than 10,000 warmed up with Christian rock. Sanders quickly acknowledged the areas where he and the evangelical Christian student body don't see eye to eye. Abortion and gay marriage. But then he moved on.
It is vitally important for those of us who hold different views to be able to engage in a civil discourse.
As with most of his speeches, Sanders' focus was on economic inequality, the wealth held by the few, and the needs of the many. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Lynchburg, Virginia.
This is NPR. On her first day back in the office since she was sent to jail over a week ago, Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis says she will not interfere with her deputies issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples in Kentucky. However, Davis, an apostolic Christian who opposes homosexuality, questions whether the documents are valid without her authorization. One of her deputies, Brian Mason, has vowed to keep issuing the licenses to same-sex couples despite his boss's objections. The snowpack in California's Sierra Nevada mountains is likely the lowest it's been in 500 years. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that the finding illustrates the severity of the state's current drought.
Earlier this year, state officials said the snowpack was alarmingly low, the worst it had been in over 50 years. Now researchers say they've been able to use tree rings, which are sensitive to both rainfall and temperatures, to reconstruct snowpack conditions going back even further into the past. In the journal Nature Climate Change, they say that the 2015 low is pretty much unprecedented in the last 5 centuries. California's drought is now in its 4th year. The state depends on runoff from snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains for about 30% of its water supply. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Meanwhile, 2 Northern California wildfires continue to rage this hour, collectively forcing more than 20,000 people to evacuate. Both fires have destroyed hundreds of homes. Before the close, Dow was down more than 60 points at 16,371. This is NPR News.